Well, it is Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day, but it's Ascension Sunday when we observe this important holy feast of the Ascension. Transfer it to Sunday. And I found out during the first service, well, the first service it was a little sparse, and then I realized, well, it's Mother's Day, and I wonder if everybody's out at brunch already. We're planning to go to brunch, which is true. And I just mentioned, because I have a priest friend who recently took a 9-to-5 job, so she doesn't work on Sundays anymore. And me and a bunch of clergy were with her, and we said to her, "What does everybody do on Sunday morning if they're not at church?" You know? And she's like, "Oh, I've been scoping it out. Everybody's either playing pickleball or at brunch." So I think that this is true. Anyway, or maybe you're just sleeping in, I don't know. But I'm glad you're here today. We are going to talk about Ascension, and it is an important holy day in the church. It is also kind of one of those churchy words, right? Ascension, like it may not have that much meaning to people outside the church, but actually I'm not sure it even has that much meaning to people inside the church. What is this sort of obscure event about? There are portrayals of the Ascension in art, and if you've seen them, it's frequently a little bit awkward, I think. Even some of the portrayals are conflicting. Like in some of the paintings, you see Jesus is like being carried away by angels, you know. Other artwork, he appears to be just ascending on his own power into the clouds, like he can fly. You know, it's kind of, what's going on here? And in the Middle Ages in Europe, Ascension was a really big, big feast day in the church. People would, if you were in the Holy Land, you would hike up the Mount of Olives. But elsewhere, it was a day for hiking and going up to the tops of hills and mountains to worship. And then I was reading about some churches had this, it was a big, big day where they would have a cross in the church that would be literally lifted up and hoisted up through the roof of the church that day. You know, it's Ascension. And like none of those visuals, I think, really resonate today. Like, what does this really mean? It sounds a little odd and distant to us in the 21st century. So we might kind of wonder, like, what is the point of Jesus' Ascension and this important teaching in this day? What does it do for us today? Is there some practical application? The word ascent or ascension at least has a straightforward meaning, right? It just means to move upward or to rise or to be lifted up, right? And it's often to describe when people are rising in rank or position, or like, you know, the airplane as it ascends, right? We don't use it that often, but this word ascension is pretty clear. When we are describing it today for the Ascension, we are referring to the story we just read, right? The teaching that Jesus blesses his followers, and then he ascends, or is, as it says, lifted up into the heavens at the end of sort of his earthly ministry in the midst of all of these followers. This event is commonly assumed to have occurred on the Mount of Olives, and it occurred 40 days from the resurrection, right? So we've had these 40 days of this Easter season, and it happens after he's made all of these resurrection appearances to people. So lest we want to downplay the Ascension as an event, it should be noted that the Ascension of Jesus is one of the very few affirmations we make about Jesus' life in the most ancient creeds, right? And we say it every Sunday in the Nicene Creed, where we proclaim that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, right? I don't know about you. Maybe that phrase just kind of passes you by. Like, what does that even mean? But this ascension, this has been observed universally by Christians since we know at least the 4th century. And it's ushering the church into this liturgical period called Ascensiontide, which will last from Ascension all the way to Pentecost Sunday. So next Sunday, we're going to celebrate Pentecost. We're going to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I think that's kind of a key or a clue about why Ascension is important. And from just a very theological perspective, we're reminded that Jesus had to leave, had to go, he said, during his ministry, so that the Holy Spirit could come and be present with us. We can't keep sort of relying on Jesus. I think the church would be tempted to do that. Rely on Jesus. Instead, we need to be empowered ourselves, filled with the Holy Spirit, to do Jesus' ministry here on earth. And since he has ascended to be with the Father, of course, he can be with us everywhere at all times and intercede for us, as Scripture describes. So it is important for us as a church. This is actually sort of a key idea. One of the beautiful things I think about having a church like the Episcopal Church, which has a liturgical year, we have holy days, we have liturgical forms of worship, is if you pay attention to all these appointed prayers and lessons throughout our church year, you will learn all the central teachings of the Christian faith. We cover it all in a liturgical year. For instance, you think of our liturgy of the Eucharist, right? The Holy Communion. It opens with a dialogue that begins, "The Lord be with you." And you say, this dialogue begins what is called in Latin, the sursum corda. The sursum corda. In Latin, it means lift up your hearts, right? Because you know that line's coming. We say, of course, lift up your hearts, the clergy says. And the people say, we lift them to the Lord. So clergy are taught in seminary, we're taught, you know, little clergy school, like when you're here doing the sursum corda, your hands have to be like this. This is how you're supposed to do it. This is called the orans position. It is a lifting up of our hands to symbolize that we are lifting up our hearts, our prayers to God. That's why clergy do this. Although some clergy, I do this. I think they look like they're about to be arrested, but I'm always like, no, this. Anyway, this is much debatable in seminary. Of course, the sursum corda continues, right? Lift up your hearts. We give thanks to God. And this Eucharistic prayer moves us into, have you noticed, the entire retelling of salvation history. You hear it every week right here, right? We are retelling the good news of God. And we give thanks to God, and then it concludes, right, with the invitation to take Holy Communion, to receive the Eucharist. So the goal of this portion of the ancient liturgy is to literally, like, participate in it, and essentially, you're being invited to an ascension of your heart, your soul, all that you are, by intentionally then lifting your hearts up to God in faith and love and joy. Right? That's the lift up your hearts. Ascend. Ascend with Jesus. From a spiritual and emotional standpoint, this is a moment then for us to pause and bring our awareness to God's presence. Right? God is with us. And in that sense, we're called then to ascend to God, just as Jesus ascended to God by lifting our hearts, our souls, ourselves, but reminding us then that the Eucharist is not then just about the fact that Jesus descended to us, nor did Jesus merely ascend to heaven, but that he did that. He ascended in order to draw all of us to God so that we too can ascend to God. And here in this lifetime, we are ascending in heart, body, and mind to the Lord. That's the invitation. In Christ, by faith, through grace, we learn then, ascension is a joint effort, right? In fact, not only is the Eucharistic celebration a joint effort of all of us involved in it, of both descension and ascension, but actually that's a model for our entire spiritual lives. Our entire spiritual journey is a joint effort involving God coming to us and our responding and ascending back to God, and God descending, and we ascending, and we're doing this back and forth together. God working in us, and we working with God. And it is in that way that heaven and earth are joined together for the work of God's kingdom here on earth. It's powerful stuff. When we follow Jesus in this experience then of ascension, there is a clear and gracious result. Luke's gospel, if you noticed, illustrates the result of this. It says, following Christ's ascension, the disciples experienced three things: worship, great joy, and blessing. This is the same pattern as our Eucharistic prayer. It is also the pattern of our spiritual lives. When we ascend and lift our hearts to God, we are filled then with God's Spirit. We experience worship, great joy, and blessing. Of course, I think we're called to ascend, to lift our hearts to God, not just on Sunday mornings or during the Eucharistic prayer, but continually throughout our days. If you would like to experience more joy and blessing and praise in your life, lift up your hearts to God. Ascend to God. Recall in those moments of awareness that God's presence, and lift up your hearts in ascension. So just think about the way it could change the way we live our lives. If we ascended frequently by these momentary lifting of our hearts to God in the midst of life's challenges. So, finding yourself aggravated by someone or something, pause and lift up your hearts to God. On the verge of losing your temper, pause and lift up your heart to God. Has someone said something hurtful? Pause and lift up your heart to God. Have you just been cut off at a four-way stop? Pause and lift up your heart to God. Are you worried? Are you anxious? Pause and lift up your heart to God. Ascension can be done anytime, anywhere because of Jesus. We have been invited into this wonderful gift of ascension. And while I'm not saying it's a cure-all to do this, to practice ascension, it's pretty difficult to remain angry or worried when we ascend and lift our hearts to be with God. It is hard to stay mad when you experience the joy, the praise, and blessing of ascension. And these little daily momentary ascensions can change our lives over time, because in those instances we are, by grace, rising above the current situation, taking the high road. Ascension can be then a practical reminder, not an obscure event, not some weird thing of Jesus flying up in the air. No. A reminder of how we live and actually practice out our faith regularly, daily, knowing God has come to us and we have been called to go to God. Ascend today, every day. Lift up your hearts. Amen.